Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 13th of March. From time to time, it is possible that this morning audio comment might have been interpreted as being critical of the fact that ECB President Lagarde is not an economist. However, in remarks yesterday, Lagarde did achieve a very good impersonation of an economist, saying, basically, that inflation could go up, or it could go down. That is indeed true. Lagarde was highlighting the uncertainty that has been the hallmark of 2025, but within their remarks also suggested that the direction of travel for European rates was unchanged, essentially confirming market views of more rate cuts. Today, we have no fewer than 7 ECB speakers jostling one another for media attention. It is unlikely that any of their comments will significantly alter market expectations. Quite a lot of the world's uncertainty stems from the erratic policies of US President Trump. There have been suggestions from the US administration that the economic disruption is a cost that must be paid to achieve long-term economic benefits. But as now the balance is tilted more towards cost and less towards benefits, that is a challenging situation. In contrast to claims of cuts to government spending, US spending rose 7% in February compared to last year. The risk is that media attention on reported cuts and on the inefficiencies resulting from a rather haphazard set of job losses may amplify the negative economic consequences by depressing what economists refer to as animal spirits, without there being a noticeable benefit in terms of reduced spending. Today, the US releases February producer price inflation data, which comes in the wake of yesterday's slightly lower than expected consumer price inflation figures. As with the consumer price inflation, today's data is very unlikely to show the effects of trade taxes. These will probably not have affected prices in time for the data survey for the producer price numbers. Indeed, because of existing contracts and stockpiles, it can take a couple of months or more for trade taxes to push up US prices. Obviously, a tax on something like Mexican avocados would have filtered through to prices a lot more quickly than will the effect of steel taxes on US car prices. And it is the areas where taxes are most visible and filter through most quickly that have generally seen the fastest retreats from trade tax impositions. The further increase in egg price inflation is an internet meme, but that makes it more of a political focus. Producer prices are generally a better reflection of corporate pricing power, as most companies sell to other companies. So the figures today are worth paying attention to. One of the uncertainties around the impact of trade taxes is how easily companies find it to pass the tax along down the supply chain, ultimately to the end retail consumer. It may be worth looking at food price inflation at a producer level, if not this month specifically, then certainly over the next couple of months. Farmers get significantly less than half the consumer price for the food that they sell, so their prices don't translate one for one into consumer prices. However, there have been a series of hits to farmers, from the uncertainty of tariffs to the loss of labour supply, and that may start to be reflected in their pricing. Food producer price inflation was 5.5% year over year in January, and eggs at a producer price level were rising 186.4% year over year. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.